calling all 90s kids.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to my underground lair.
You're listening to the Generation X podcast, covering everything from the 90s and early 2K. Hey everyone, welcome to the very first episode of the Generation X podcast. My name is Amy.
Oh, that's your cue to talk. Oh, I'm sorry. My name's Josh. Hello.
And we are pretty much both stuck in the 90s. We're kind of obsessed, which is why we started this podcast. So, we're going to be talking about everything from the 90s, early 2K, everything from music, toys, food, TV, movies,
video games, comic books,
everything. Yeah, we want to hear from you.
Did you say TV already?
I did say TV.
TV shows.
We want to hear. Shut up. No, okay. So we want to hear from you guys. GenerationXPodcast@gmail.com. We want to hear what you guys think. And we want to give a quick shout out. The music that you hear is, he wants us to give his YouTube channel. So it's youtube.com/createdbybrett. And that's Brett with two T's, B-R-E-T-T. Also has a website, createdbybrett.com. He has music you can use for whatever you want. Just give him a shout out and you're good.
Cool. So do we want to introduce who we are quickly?
Yes.
And for people that don't know us?
Oh, well, we actually have, and if you guys are listening to us, if you came over from Mr. Tacky's Computer Academy, then hey, what's up? Holla. Sorry.
So, we get a lot of things going on. So Amy and I, we are engaged. We're getting married next year. I own an IT business and have a website, MrTechie.net. And Amy and I actually also do another podcast called Mr. Techie's Computer Academy, as Amy just said.
We've been doing that podcast for a while.
Yeah, we're on episode 18, so I think going back to, I want to say it was like August.
Yeah, August.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yep.
Yeah. So please check that out on iTunes, Mr. Techie's Computer Academy. Subscribe if you are interested in things that have to do with computers and technology. And sometimes we talk about other things that are kind of cool that are in the news and whatnot. And also, Amy and I are both writers. I'm actually the editor of a classic video game magazine, which will be a topic that we'll cover in the future on this podcast, I'm sure, some video game stuff from the 90s. And the magazine is called Classic Console Magazine. And so what's the best way you think for them to get a hold of that?
Probably
classicconsolemag.weebly.com.
Yeah, probably that would be the easiest. And so, that links us to all of your social media and everything. And it's free to subscribe. So subscribe. Totally free.
Yeah, the other thing is if you go to MrTechie.net, at the bottom of the page, there are links to all three sites. So there'll be one for this, the Generation X podcast, a link to Mr. Techie, and a link to Classic Console. So if you go to the bottom of the page, you can click on that, and that'll take you wherever you need to go.
Mm-hmm. So, for our very first episode, we thought of covering something that is very near and dear to our hearts, and something that we actually still watch today.
Yep. not as much recently, but we need to get back into the habit of doing that.
But,
do you want to say what it is, or should we just play the...
Oh, we'll just play
it. Just play the thing, and then we'll come back after that and start talking?
Okay. I'll play it for you.
Check this out, everybody.
Time for fun. Gather the family, the week is done. Pop some popcorn and park your bun. It's the all-new TGIF.
So that theme song, for me, when I heard that, it was like I was so excited. It was a ritual. We had certain things that we did throughout the week, I think. And I don't know if I'm in the right like time zone or time area, the type right era. Home Improvement was when? That was early 90s? I think. Yeah, I want to say early 90s, right?
Who knows?
Let's, 91. So,
I didn't really like Home Improvement.
Well, I did, so.
And everybody's probably like, what?
Yeah.
I don't know, I didn't like that noise he did.
What the,
Stop! Yes, that drove me crazy.
So that I sound like an idiot now. 91. So, TGIF started, well, we'll get to that in a minute. The beginnings of it started in the mid-80s. They call it pre-TGIF, like before when they're starting to think about making this block of programming. But the actual real TGIF, they actually started advertising as TGIF. 1988 is the beginning of that. The first couple of years kind of sucked, in my opinion. So we're a 90s to early 2K podcast, so we agreed we'll talk about starting in 1990. So Home Improvement, you know, same time, 1990-91, beginning of Home Improvement. So I remember at my house, it was like, middle of the week was Home Improvement. Like, we made sure we always watched that. And then the other thing was we always watched TGIF. And then as I got a little bit older, you know, I figure like, you know, mid to late 90s, it was like, you had Home Improvement during the week, you had TGIF on Friday nights, and then Saturday you always had SNCC.
You're really excited about this.
I'm very excited.
See, like, his hand gestures. He's, like, freaking out about this.
I'm freaking out right now. And I'm sure we'll get to SNCC at some point, another episode of the podcast.
Yeah, it's my favorite. My favorite is SNCC.
So how do you want to do this, Amy? This is your podcast.
No, it's our podcast.
Well, I know, but it's your love child.
It's my idea.
So what do you want to do? You want to just go through, like, the different lineups?
Sure.
And talk about what was airing when, and we can talk about our thoughts about it?
Yeah.
And,
Sounds good.
Wait, should I give a quick synopsis of what TGIF even is?
Yeah.
Would that be good? Okay. So basically, if you go back to, you know, talking about the way that TV programming works, even nowadays, what they do is all the networks, they put together blocks of programming. So it's all about, you have your one big show that is the big ratings getter. And when you're trying out new shows, what you generally do is you'll put the new show after the big ratings getter show, hoping that people will stay after watching you. So I'm trying to think of an example now. Let's say, I don't even know. I don't watch TV hardly at all anymore. And if we do watch anything, it's stuff from the 90s.
Because we're nerds like that.
I'm trying to think of an example. Like, okay, so let's say you were watching, I don't know, Shark Tank. It's a show you and I just watched recently, right?
Oh, yeah, I like that show. It's a good show.
Okay, so you're watching Shark Tank. Actually, I thought mentioned that because it's actually kind of funny. We'll get into why that's important after. It has to do with TGIF. So, Shark Tank, big ratings, right? So, they have, you know, I think right now, after Shark Tank, it airs 2020. And 2020 has been on TV for like forever. But the ratings aren't as good as they used to be. So, basically, what they do is they have things that lead into other things. That way, the idea is hopefully if you have a new show, you will get it in front of the audience that's watching the popular show, and then that new show will get a big audience too. So it's all about blocking together programming to get the most viewers. And you'll see when we start going through TGIF that they were doing that like the biggest show usually in the lineup was one of the first shows that aired. And then after that, you had other programming. And as we go through it, in the 90s, there was a lot of, like, moving around of stuff on TGIF. Like, they'd try a show for, like, 6 months and get rid of it because it sucked and nobody watched it. And they would, you know, or it would just didn't do well ratings-wise, you know, stuff like that. So, going back to, for ABC, which is the network here in the U.S., so if you're from a different country, ABC is an American network. We have ABC, CBS, NBC, and Fox are the big four in the U.S. ABC, which is the home of TGIF, they've always been doing family-friendly comedies going all the way back to the 50s, and it's always been on a Friday night. It's, like, just their thing. So going all the way back to, you know, you're talking about your Adventures of Ozzie and Harriet, Leave it to Beaver, stuff like that, was always on the on Fridays on ABC. So that was kind of their thing for forever. In the mid-80s, they started talking about bringing this back and doing a block of programming on Friday nights that was all geared towards families. So the whole family gets to sit down, it's appropriate for kids, and watch TV. And so that's when they launched TGIF. They first started trying it out again in 1985, and this wasn't called TGIF yet. It was just kind of like, we're just going to block together a bunch of programming and see what happens. And just quickly, you know, some of the shows that aired during the late 80s, you have Webster, Mr. Belvedere, Different Strokes.
I never watched any of those.
You didn't watch any of those?
No.
The first season of Full House was pre-TGIF, and that aired in the late 80s. Max Headroom, which is a really weird show.
I've never even heard of that.
Yeah, he's like, I think he was in a Pepsi commercial. It's this weird, like, kind of robotic, computerized face that talks. Like, it's bizarre.
Hi, Max Headroom here with... This is my guest. I heard you were big time in the old pop biz. Well, I'm going to take that as a no comment. So, nitty-gritty time. What I'm talking about, and you're not, is that more people prefer the new refreshing taste of Coke over Pepsi. Sweating? It's true. More people are, as we Cokeologists say, catching the wave. Catch it if you can. Catch the wave. Coke.
So they did that first. And then in 1989, or 1988 into 89, they announced this block called TGIF. So, first run of TGIF was the 88-89, so you figure you're talking fall of 88 into all these are fall of 1 year into the spring of the next year, because in the summer there's, you know, nothing but reruns and, well, now reality TV, summer. But back then that didn't exist. So you had Perfect Strangers, which we're going to get into in a few minutes. Full House was then airing second during that first year.
For some reason, I kept wanting to call Perfect Strangers Stranger Danger.
No.
And I don't know why.
That's like
I kept saying, like, what, are we going to talk about Stranger
Danger? That's like what you teach small children, Stranger Danger.
I don't know why I kept thinking that. Okay, continue.
So, Full House, then Mr. Belvedere, and then a show called Just the Ten of Us, which I've seen Mr. Belvedere, I've seen Full House, I've seen like one episode of Perfect Strangers. We'll talk about what it is, but that's not one. I mean, I was born in 86, and you're 2 years old, or 2 years younger than me, and that's not one that I really, like, remember much of. Yeah, I'm thinking, like, the first season I remember of TGIF, like, really, really watching, it would have been 92, which I was 6, going on 7.
You're more of a TGIF person than I was. I always
watched... You watched the more the middle end of TGIF,
yeah,
though.
I was more of a Nickelodeon, Nick at Night. Yeah,
but you watched TGIF Snake. In the middle end of TGIF.
Yeah, like, I would watch, like, Full House and Family Matters.
Yeah, we'll get into that. That's later on.
Yeah.
So the following year, this is 89 into 90, you had Full House... That was number one show because the ratings were so good, right? And talking about how they always have the best show usually goes mm-hmm. first for ratings. Full House, Family Matters, Perfect Strangers, and Just the Ten of Us again. No Mr. Belvedere anymore. And we'll talk about Perfect Strangers in a few minutes. Now, the one thing I should mention is that TGIF always started at 8 o'clock. So you're talking this between 8 and 9:30 would be the beginning of the last show. 9:30 to 10 would be when that aired. So now we're going to get into 1990-91, which is where we're going to start our conversation. So this is the first season of this I really remember. I was probably like 5. I remember watching this vaguely. But you had Full House was on first, then Family Matters, and then Perfect Strangers, and then Going Places.
I've never heard of Going Places.
Let's talk about some of these shows. So let's go ahead and talk about
Full House
first.
Woo! Whatever happened to predictability? The milkman, the paperboy, evening TV. Miss your old familiar friends, but waiting just around the bend. Everywhere you look, everywhere there's a heart, there's a heart. I hear the heart.
Okay, so I love that theme song.
Me too.
So, and we're going to play a lot of these theme songs today. So, Full House. Go ahead, why don't you start? Want me to do the plot summary first, and
sure.
Then you can talk about the characters?
Sounds good.
Okay, so plot summary is, did you know this part? Did you know how the mother died? I didn't know that.
Wasn't she giving birth to Michelle?
That's not what it says on Wikipedia. Not that Wikipedia is always right, because they're not.
Oh, no, I had no idea.
It says, after news reporter Danny Tanner's wife, Pam, is killed in a car crash by a drunk driver.
Oh, I had no idea.
Yeah, I didn't know that either.
I wonder if they addressed that at some point.
I don't remember them addressing it, but, you know, there's like, what, 9 seasons? Eight seasons. So I didn't watch every season. I watched it for a while when I watched TGIF, and then it actually ended up moving off of TGIF, and I didn't watch it once it moved off of TGIF. They moved it to a different night. I'm going back now and sort of watching some of them.
I always thought that she died, like, giving birth to Michelle.
No, it says car crash.
Aw, that makes me sad.
So, it says he recruits his brother-in-law, Jesse, a quirky best friend, Joey, and they're going to help him raise his 3 daughters, DJ, Stephanie, and Michelle. And they live in San Francisco. Do you want to talk about the characters and who played them and stuff?
Yeah,
You like talking about that kind
of
thing.
Oh, sure. So, of course, everybody knows John Stamos. Uncle Jesse. Don't give me that look.
That's okay. I know you think he's hot. you had like a little crush on him when you were younger, didn't you?
I did when I was little. Yes. What is he doing now? He's still around now.
Yeah, he still does stuff.
I don't know. But
he toured with the Beach Boys for a little while.
He did. I remember he sang. Didn't he sing at a concert? Anyways, but... And also in the show, too.
He sings.
Is very...
He's in the band called Jesse and the Rippers.
And he meets the Beach Boys quite frequently in that show.
They're in the show a lot.
So you have John Stamos. He's Uncle Jesse. You have Bob Saget, who is Danny.
Which is the father. Whose wife died in a car accident.
And he's a comedian.
He's
comedian.
Really dirty.
It's so weird watching his acts now, because you're like, oh my gosh, that's Danny Tanner from Full House, and he's saying the F-bomb every time.
He's also famous, and I'm sure we'll talk about this at some point, from America's Funniest Home Videos. Careful with the mic.
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm bumping the microphone.
She does that on the other podcast, too. She bumps the mic constantly. So yeah, America's Funniest Home Videos, which everyone knew that too, right?
Mm-hmm. And he was on America's Funniest Home Videos while he was still filming Full House.
Oh yeah, right? Yeah, in the '90s. Yeah, he was doing both.
All right, so you have Dave Coulier.
Yeah, Dave Coulier.
And he was Joey Gladstone. Yeah. He was Uncle Joey. And he in the show he played a comedian who had that show with that puppet. What the heck was that puppet's name? Ranger Joe. You know the Ranger Joe?
I don't remember that. Which is weird. So the other thing about Dave Coulier is just because we're talking about 90s stuff.
Alanis Morissette.
Alanis Morissette song. About? Yeah. Is it You Oughta Know?
You Oughta Know.
Yeah. It's written about Dave Coulier, which is really weird because that song is really dirty.
Yeah.
It's hard to think about Uncle Joey being the theme of that song. But
I know.
Anyway,
oh,
let's keep going down our list here.
All right. We've got Candace Cameron, who plays DJ, which is the oldest sister. You have Jodie Sweetin, which is Stephanie Tanner, who's the middle sister. And then you have Michelle Tanner, who is played by Mary-Kate and Ashley, and they actually alternate. And it's kind of cool, because if you were a Mary-Kate and Ashley fan like I was a huge Mary-Kate and Ashley fan,
right.
I actually can tell them apart.
I still can't.
In the show. It's so weird. I think, I have to refresh my memory, but I think Mary-Kate is left-handed and Ashley is right-handed.
Oh, really?
Yep. Ashley has, like, a little bit more of, like, pointy ears. So you can always tell them apart. And Mary-Kate's face is shaped totally different, but... And it wasn't where, like, they would have Ashley do one episode and Mary-Kate do another. They would actually switch back and forth.
Yeah, in different scenes.
And then you have Lori Loughlin. And she played Rebecca, which was Uncle Jesse's
eventual wife.
Yep. You have Andrea Barber, which is Kimmy. Which everybody loves Kimmy. Yep. She was the annoying next-door neighbor, who was also DJ's best friend. And then you have Scott Wigner.
Yeah.
Who knows? And he played Steve, which was DJ's boyfriend.
Yeah.
And then, last but not least, you have Blake and Dylan Tuomi Wilhot.
Yeah, I just butchered their last name. I don't know.
And they played Nikki and Alex.
That was Jesse's
two twins.
So... Did you remember any specific episodes or anything? And then we'll move on to the next.
I remember so many episodes. What kind of episodes are you looking for?
Just any that stand out in your mind.
A
Full House. I'm sure at some point we could do like an actual Full House episode.
My favorite episode was actually when Becky went into labor with the twins.
Oh, yeah.
And Uncle Jesse had appendicitis. And he ended up in the hospital bed next to Becky while she was giving birth to the twins.
That's really funny.
That was my favorite episode. I love that one. What about you? Do you remember any good ones?
There's tons. There was one we watched not that long ago that I really liked. The one where it's kind of sad, but it's cute, where Michelle really wants a mommy.
Oh, and so
she tries to like hook up her father with a teacher who's like I think way older,
mm-hmm.
and like has him over for like peanut butter and jelly sandwiches and stuff, and like puts on music. And it's like
that was really
some
cute.
ABC song, and she's like, "Are you gonna kiss now or whatever?" That was funny.
That was cute. Really, really cute.
It's a really cute show. I mean, watching it now, it's cheesy, but back then, you know, it was the bomb.
Yeah, it's innocent. I feel like, you know, when you're young, you don't realize that it's really, really cheesy. You know, you start learning like. The lesson of the episode, and then the music plays.
Right.
You should play that music right now.
What music?
That music. Like when he sits down on the bed and he's like, DJ, I understand.
I don't know if I can find that.
You can find it.
If I can, I'll throw it in. If I can't, we don't have it. You can all envision in your head. Wasn't it piano?
No, or, it was like, I don't know, maybe.
Or it was like keyboards.
Something like
that. I think it's wonderful that you want things neat and clean. But sometimes your dad likes things a little bit too neat and too clean. And too much of anything is not good.
Even ice cream?
Even ice cream.
Let's talk about... I'm going to do a little bit out of order. There's a reason behind this. Let's start with Perfect Strangers, which actually, in 1991, which is where we're on right now, actually aired after Family Matters. But let's do Perfect Strangers first, because... Family Matters was actually a spin-off of Perfect Strangers.
Which I didn't know.
So, let's play the theme song, and then we'll come back in just a moment, and we'll talk about Perfect Strangers.
Sometimes the world looks perfect. Nothing to rearrange.
Okay, so Perfect Strangers aired from 1986 to 1993... And it's most well known for being during TGIF, so there was about three seasons that it aired on TGIF. And that's where it got, you know, it's most well known, I think, amongst people.
How many seasons were there?
Eight seasons. So, brief synopsis is it was a series about a American Larry Appleton, played by Mark Lynn Baker, and his distant cousin from Eastern Mediterranean Europe, Balki Bartokomos. And the way I think of it, because I've never seen this before, I watched some things on YouTube before we did the podcast, and from what I saw, it kind of, to me, it kind of reminds me of, did you ever watch The Odd Couple, like the 60s Odd Couple? Oh, no? Do you know what The Odd Couple is? Or like seen the movie or the play or no?
No.
Okay. The Odd Couple is where there's two grown men living in an apartment and they get on each other's nerves because they're so different from one another that they love each other, but it's hard to get, you know, they have a hard time getting along a lot of the time. Like, yeah. They're best friends, but they drive each other crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of the premise to this. It's well known, probably for me, more well known, for being what caused the spinoff to Family Matters. So Harriet Winslow and Mr. Winslow, they actually appeared in seasons 3 and 4 because the show was set, I don't know if I mentioned this already or not, the show was set in Chicago. So Larry Appleton moves to Chicago. He grew up in, you know, Wisconsin, small town, decides to move into an apartment right in Chicago, which he wants to move to the big city. And so his cousin from they say a Mediterranean island, Mypos, which I don't even know if that's even a real thing. I don't think it is. Arrives intending to move in with him. Like, somehow he found out that his distant cousin was moving to Chicago and decided to move in. So the premise is kind of a little weird. But yeah, I mean, it looks like kind of funny. I want to watch a couple and see what I really think. And I said major influences for the show include other buddy sitcoms such as Laverne and Shirley and Mork and Mindy.
I love Laverne and Shirley.
So, and both of those shows were actually created by the same team that created Perfect Strangers. So I guess it's very, very similar. Do you want to move on to the next one?
Yeah.
So next one we're going to talk about is Family Matters. And so let's play the theme song and we'll come back and talk in just a moment about that.
It's a rare condition this day and age to read any good news on the newspaper page. Love and tradition of the grand design, some people say it's even harder to find. Well, then there must be some magic clue inside these gentle walls, 'cause all I see is a tower of dreams, real love bursting out of every scene.
This is one of those shows that's like another one that I can remember vividly from my childhood.
Yeah.
Did you watch this one a lot?
Oh yeah, I did. I loved this show. My favorite was Laura. She was my favorite.
So,
I don't know why. I think I was always really envious of her.
So,
for some reason.
Making noise.
Sorry.
So, in Perfect Strangers, at that point, the husband and wife, so that would be Carl and Harriet Winslow, were living in an apartment. During Family Matters, basically it's Carl and Harriet, his son Eddie, and eldest daughter Laura, and their youngest child Judy. Which is, you know what's weird about Judy? You know about Judy, right? The weird thing about Judy?
I don't remember.
Is she was like just written out of the show.
Oh, well, you know what? I was going to say, I don't really remember Judy that much.
Did they explain why?
I have no idea.
I don't think they did. I think she just kind of disappeared.
We need to find out.
But I know that she was on... What the heck was the show? Celebrity Rehab or something. I remember I used to watch that on VH1. She was on that because she was like addicted to pot and doing like painkillers, and she definitely went downhill.
Hmm.
Yeah, she was written out of the show, and then she had some money problems, and she ended up, even though it's a family friendly show, she ended up doing adult movies for a while. Yeah, so she was like a drug addict. So really sad. I guess she has. I think I was watching something about, this is back when I used to watch Celebrity Rehab. She had a kid and a wife, or a husband and a kid. And so I guess she's turned her life around. But
good for her.
I also thought it was weird they like wrote her out of the show randomly, which is weird. Especially when she's like a little kid. It's like, you don't just lose a little kid. Like, oh, the kid just disappeared. But anyway, so in the pilot, they also explain that they open up their home to Carl's mother, Estelle Winslow, which is known as Mother Winslow.
She was so cute. The little old lady.
Yeah. So the Winslow's next door neighbor is who?
Steve Urkel.
Played by Jaleel White. We'll get to all the characters in a minute, who's playing who. And he's what? He was into which sister?
Laura.
Laura, yeah. Really into Laura. Like, a major premise in the show was him, like, trying to win Laura's affection a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, the weird thing, and then we'll get into a minute into the characters and stuff. The weird thing about this show and also another one we'll get into a little bit later, which is Step by Step, they actually went to CBS in 1997. They actually switched networks. Because two shows are run by the same company, which is, it's Miller Boyette Productions.
Yeah.
A lot of the sitcoms we watched in the 90s were created by them. They wanted to do a 9th and 10th season, or ABC wanted to do a 9th and 10th season and have them still on TGIF. And there was an issue, because at that point ABC had gotten bought by Disney. And so there were some issues with them being mad about that and thinking that they weren't going to be on TGIF anymore. They were going to be kind of shoved to some crappy time slot. And so they ended up going with CBS's deal. And CBS created something called CBS Block Party. Do you remember this?
I vaguely remember.
And it was actually scheduled at the same time as TGIF.
Welcome to the CBS Friday Night Block Party for out of this world shows that, believe me, I should know. And let's get the party going with the Earthlings from Family Matters.
And I remember watching it that year and not watching TGIF because all the shows that I liked, Family Matters, Step by Step, they were all airing on CBS at the same exact time. And we didn't have DVRs then, and we had a VCR, but we didn't have tons of VHS tapes, so, you know, we would had to pick which one we wanted to watch. It was a completely different time, you know? And so I remember watching that. Now, it failed miserably. After one season, unfortunately, Family Matters and Step by Step were both canceled, and the Block Party was a big failure. They stopped doing it after the first year. And then, you know, TGIF lasted a few more years, and that was done, too. So I forgot all about that until I read this on Wikipedia, and I went, oh, yeah, I remember watching CBS on Friday nights in the late 90s because of that, so.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
So, characters, you want to go through the list?
We need to go through the whole list,
so, yeah, so Carl's played by Reginald Vell Johnson. We'll go through the big ones. Harriet is played by Jo Marie Payton. Now, Harriet, I believe, was replaced the last season by somebody else. I was reading on here. I don't remember that, but I was reading it on here.
I don't think I ever watched the CBS season. No. Didn't Laura and Steve end up together? Weren't they getting married?
I think so at one point, yeah.
I remember watching, like, one or two episodes of the last season, but I don't remember Harriet.
Yeah, so Darius McCrary played Eddie. Kelly Williams played Laura. Jamie Foxworth was one we were talking about, who had some drug problems, played Judith, Judy. Rosetta Lenoir played Estelle, which is the old lady, the grandmother. Jaleel White
played
Steve Urkel. Where do you see Waldo? Oh, yeah. Sean Harrison played
Dumb friend.
Michelle Thomas played Myra Monkhouse. I remember him. Remember her from the show. Yeah. Judy Ann Elder played Harriet Winslow, season 9.
Oh my gosh.
So I remember watching CBS the last season, but like it was only 1 year out of it. How many of watching it? So it's kind of vague. Like I can see her face, but like when I think of the mom, I think of the other woman.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, what other show did that?
Fresh Prince.
They changed the mom. But that was a much bigger deal because they changed the mom halfway through.
You got used to the mom in Fresh Prince though.
Yeah. Yeah.
You got used to her.
So yeah. So any memorable episodes of this that.
Didn't Steve, like, invent this machine that changed him into Stefan?
Yes.
So that Laura would fall in love with
him? Yeah, any of those. I love those ones.
Yeah, those are Stefan. Always funny. Those are so weird.
Like his alter ego?
Yeah. And he was always so, like, you know, smooth.
And all the girls loved him.
And all the girls loved him, and Laura loved him. And
yep.
I always felt so bad for Steve, because he was such a, like, if we look past the whole, like, nerdy thing, he was a genuinely nice and caring and good guy, and the only reason Laura didn't like him because he was a nerd, basically. But
so, the other cool thing I like about the TGIF shows and about Family Matters in particular is that there was a lot of crossovers with other shows. So,
like when Steve appeared in Full House?
Yeah, or like when Steve went through the roof. Do you remember that, there was that one episode I think you and I watched that recently where Steve Urkel had
made the rocket ship?
The jetpack.
The jetpack.
He had, like, climbed this rope in gym class, and he was trying to win Laura's affection. And so because these physically very weak. He built a rocket, like a jetpack, to get to the top of the rope, and he could ring the bell and win. Mm-hmm. And so he wins, then the thing goes out of control, and he goes through the roof of the building, and he ends up over the Chicago skyline, and then the show ends. So the next show that year was, and we'll get to that in a minute, some of the other lineups, but the next show was Step by Step. Well, he ended up coming through the roof of the family on Step by Step and ended up in their, like, their living room.
That's
and
awesome.
Then that show started. So there was, like, all these tie-ins. They were all the same, like, universe, all these... It kind of reminds me of, like, comic books. They do that, like, with, like, the DC universe, like, all the different characters cross over. A lot of these shows crossed over. The other thing they did with TGIF, too, is they had, like, special guest hosts, where they'd have, like, certain, like, Hanson, the Backstreet Boys. Snick to this, too, but where they have, like, in between shows, introducing the next show. And they also had themes, like, I remember Halloween, where all the shows were Halloween-themed, and they had...
Those are my favorite.
Yeah, I think they even did a Christmas one, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so TGIF had a lot of crossover, which is cool. Urkel also appeared in an episode of Boy Meets World, which we'll get into in a little bit. And obviously Perfect Strangers, we just already said that. Harriet and Carl were in Perfect Strangers before Family Matters ever even existed. So, yeah, they're all kind of tied into each other. So let's move on to the next show on our list, which is... So you talk about Perfect Strangers, you talk about Full House, Full Mirrors. So Going Places. Did you watch Going Places at all?
No.
Yeah, I didn't either. We can just quickly kind of breeze through what that was about. Let me pull it up here. Because I don't remember watching this one at all, which is weird because that was still a season that I was watching TGIF. So Going Places, well, it only aired for one year on TGIF.
Oh, that's probably why.
Another Miller Boyette production, though. So it's basically a show about young television comedy writers writing. I'm sorry, it's a show about young television comedy writers in the show. So you have writers of comedy television writing about writers of comedy television. So it's like the characters in the show are like the writers. They're like writing about themselves. That was really like muddy. That was a horrible description.
Weird.
Do you understand what I'm saying, though?
Yeah.
I did a horrible job explaining that. It'd be like, trying to think of another show. 30 Rock, now, is about people who work in TV.
Okay.
But it's a TV show.
Yeah.
Something like, you know what I mean?
Gotcha.
Yeah, so it's not one that really did real well. It's not one that really got a good ratings, and that's why they canned it. And in fact, mid-season, they completely changed the whole premise of the show in the middle of the season, and it turned into the people working for a talk show. Like,
that's
they went from
weird.
Being comedy writers to working for a talk show. Like, when you're in a show and they change mid-season what the show is about,
that means they're hurting.
Well, I think they explained it, but it's like, when you change that much mid-season, something's really wrong with the show.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on. So, 91, 92, we got Family Matters again, Step by Step, which we'll get into in a second, Perfect Strangers again, it's the last year that we'll see that in TGIF, and then a show called Baby Talk. Let's talk about Baby Talk real quick, because that's one that I also didn't watch much of. I remember watching this a little bit, but I remember it sucking so bad that, like, we would turn it off. Like, we'd watch the first three shows and we would turn it off. So you remember Look Who's Talking, the movies with babies? It was, this show was based on that. So it was
like legit
the movie adapting,
it was
like the movie adapted for television, I believe. Yeah, so it's...
How many seasons did I have?
Two?
Yeah.
Two. But I don't know if they finished the second season. It doesn't look like they finished the whole second season. So, yeah, one I didn't really watch. It was one I really... I remember watching it a little bit, but I remember it really sucking, so we didn't stick around with that. So let's talk about Step by Step. And I'll play the theme song, and then we'll get into that. This is one that you don't really...
I never watched
it. You never watched it. All right, so I'll talk about why I like it.
Okay.
Broken, seemed like all was lost. What would be the future? Could you pay the cost? You wonder, will there ever be a second time around?
So we're just listening to that theme song before I turn the mic back on, and Amy goes, is that the same guy that sings the...
Sounds like the same guy from Family Matters theme song, Full House theme song.
If it's not, it's a very similar voice.
Very, like, raspy
voice.
Well,
they're all Miller Boyette, so...
That makes sense.
Well, but you know why they're doing that, right? Okay, so who was, like, one of the number one artists at that point? Early 90s.
don't know.
Were you mouth to me? Michael Jackson? Is that what he was? But that's, no. Brian Adams. Raspy voice. So a lot of raspy voiced men on the radio.
And for the record, I did not say Michael Jackson.
I don't know what you mouthed to me. Was that even a word? Was that even a real person?
I didn't want to say it out loud because I don't want people to make fun of me.
So
I'm not going to say what I mouthed.
At all. But no, what do you? No, you got to tell us. What do you mouth? No, you got to tell me. What do you mouth?
No.
Was it a real person?
Yeah.
Okay.
Stevie Wonder.
Oh, No, that was not Stevie Wonder. All right. So, okay. So Step by Step was one of the longest running. I'm trying to look at some of the other shows. Well, Family Matters is definitely the longest running one. Boy Meets World's probably right up there, number two. Step by Step's, you know, we figure Step by Step is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 seasons out of 7 were on TGIF. So this show stars Patrick Duffy, who is a famous actor, and Suzanne Summers is the mother. So they're two single parents, each with 3 children, who spontaneously get married after meeting one another during a vacation, and they become the heads of a large blended family. What does that sound like to you? It's like a 90s version of what show?
The Brady Bunch?
Yeah, it's like a modern-day Brady Bunch. That's exactly what it is. So it's a pretty good show. I liked it. You had the eldest daughter, Stacy, which is, I'm talking about Carol, so you're talking about which would be Suzanne Summers' character. The eldest daughter, Stacy. You had Angela, another daughter. You had Christopher, which is the youngest child in the family, who's like the little son, who is a nerd in the show. He's into like computers and academics. I think that the reason why I like this show is that I could really relate to. Mark. Christopher is the name of the actress. I felt like Mark growing up. I really did. Mark is, you know, this young kid, really into computers, really kind of nerdy. That was me growing up. So I could relate to that.
Aww.
Then you have the Lambert family. So you have Frank Lambert, played by Patrick Duffy. You have Brandon, which is JT, which is the person that, like, I think a lot of the girls in my school were into. Because he was kind of like a slacker, but he was, like, the bad boy. He was into sports. Yeah, JT.
I don't know. Then you had
Alicia, which was Frank's only daughter, who was a tomboy. You had Brendan, which is the youngest of Frank's 3 children, which is, he's really, really, really kind of shy and quiet. And they kind of, like, worked him out. He appeared less and less and less as the show went on, and then they wrote him out. So what's weird is that, and I don't remember the final season much. Like I said, it was on CBS. I remember watching it, but I don't remember a lot of it. But he wasn't in the final season at all. So they referred to having 7 children, but he wasn't in the show. It's like, you have a young child. Where'd the child go?
This seems to happen quite
a bit. They do that a lot. Yeah, they do. They do. And then you have Cody, which is Frank's nephew, and he's throughout the show. He's kind of like a valley girl, but he's a boy, but he's like a valley girl. It's weird. Yeah. So he's kind of he's like, dude, I'm stoked, man, and like stuff like that. So
he
was kind of annoying.
California dude, surfer dude.
No, they say valley teen in this thing.
Oh. Huh? I always thought it was like surfer Wikipedia. Dude. Surfer dude.
So I'm trying to think of like important episodes that I will admit I like this show a lot, but it's one of those shows where I don't really remember like a single, like, there's no like episodes that stand out in my mind, like, oh man, remember that one? Like,
I always turned it off when it came out.
Really?
On.
I liked this show a lot.
I was never into it. I was very like, when I was younger, I was very like routine. Like, I just watched what I knew and I didn't watch anything new. I'm still kind of like that. Like,
you are like that.
Unless somebody like introduces me to a show,
which I have to all the time.
Like, I'm like, okay, I'm gonna go watch the show that I've seen 1,000 times.
But it's a good show. I mean, I enjoyed it, and it was a staple of TGIF. Let's move on to the next thing, which is let's talk about 92-93. So we have Family Matters, Step by Step, Camp Wilder, which showed number 4, and Camp Wilder. I guess I skipped over one. We'll get back to that in a minute. There's a reason why. Camp Wilder, I don't remember the show at all. And this is like 1993. I'm watching TGIF now. Every show, the entire night. You know, I was a little bit older. I could stay up a little bit later. And I don't remember the show at all. Like, I don't really know what it's about. Do you know what it's about?
Nope.
All right, well.
We're not very good at this.
No, well not that one. I don't remember it at all. So we'll see. My internet is being really stupid right now. I'm trying to pull up the article about it. But we'll skip over that and we'll go and talk about the show that I want to talk about, and then we'll come back if it loads. So, Dinosaurs. You don't like it at all, do you? I love Dinosaurs. Dinosaurs are so cool.
Maybe I was in a bad mood when he made me watch it. I don't know.
So, let's put the theme song, because I love the theme song, and then we'll go back and we'll talk about it a little bit, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
I'm home!
Man, I wish you liked this show. I love this show.
I just can't get into that.
It's famous for being a show by Jim Henson Productions, and they're working with Michael Jacobs Productions, which is another famous company that did a lot of shows we watched in the 90s. And Jim Henson's famous for The Muppets. And so the cool thing about this the show is that the dinosaurs, it's not stop-motion animation. The dinosaurs are like full life-size like puppets that these people are like inside these suits and making the dinosaurs move and do everything that they're doing.
Yeah.
And the reason why I like it is Dinosaurs is like, I think of it as, let's say you had a 50s sitcom, right? But they're dinosaurs. Like, it's like, you know, honey, I'm home, and you know, and the wife makes dinner and there's the kids and stuff. And he works at construction, right? Yeah, he pushes over trees. Literally his job is to push over trees, because they don't have any, like, machinery or anything, so he just pushes over trees for a living. And it's just, I think it's a fantastic show. It's, like, so funny. And, like, they have events, so it was kind of cool, because, like, things would be happening in the news, and, you know, obviously things, like, in the real news, like on CNN, and they'd make fun of it. They'd make fun of, like, other shows that were on TV at that time, but it would always be, like, with cavemen or, like, the dummies. Because the dinosaurs were smart and, like, the humans were really stupid.
That's funny.
Yeah, it's really funny. It's definitely, like, kind of satire. But you got... Main characters you got are Earl Sinclair, which is the father figure. He's a megalosaurus. You have Francis Fran. He calls him Fran. Fran Sinclair, which is the mother and the homemaker of the Sinclair family. And she's a Allosaurus. The one thing that's weird is they're all different kinds of dinosaurs, which I would think if you have two kinds of dinosaurs mate, wouldn't they be like some kind of hybrid, not all random kinds of dinosaurs?
It's really, really interesting.
It's weird. It would be like if a golden retriever and a golden retriever and out pops a miniature pincher. Like, it doesn't work that way. So that premise of this show is a little weird. But we have Robbie, which is the oldest son. He's, I'm not sure if I pronounce that, it's a Hypsilophodon. Yeah, whatever that is. He's like a jock, plays with a football team, and he's the only dinosaur wearing shoes. He wears tennis shoes.
Cute.
Which is kind of funny. You have Charlene, which is like the daughter, the middle-aged child, and she's like super likes shopping, you know, wants to go out to, you know, on a date with her boyfriend, like your typical like teenage. Doesn't want to be their family, rolls her eyes a lot, like that, you know, that attitude.
You mean like me when I was a teenager?
Pretty much. And then you have baby Sinclair.
Oh, I think I just hit the microphone.
Did you do it again? No, you didn't.
Okay.
You have baby Sinclair, which was, I think, the funniest part. He was a little baby, and he's the one that says, not the mama, and he whacks his father in the head with a frying pan
throughout the
whole show. Yeah, and he wants his mommy, and anybody who's not the mommy is not the mama, and so, yeah, and he's always getting into mischief and getting in trouble and crawling around and breaking things, and he makes the show. Other characters, Ethel, which is Fran's mother. I'll get into like an episode that I remember specifically in a minute that involves her. Roy, which is Earl's best friend and co-worker, and he's kind of an idiot. B.P. Richfield is Earl's boss, because his last name is Richfield. And then you got others. You have Spike, which is this guy wears a leather jacket. He's Robbie's friend. You have Ralph, which is another co-worker. So there's tons of characters, and they kept kind of adding them. But yeah. And the funny thing is, you know, they would pull food out of the freezer, like a TV dinner, and it was like literally like a frozen block of ice with like a dead animal inside of it. Like, it was really funny. than I think the way they did some of their humor. But
maybe I should try watching
specific specific episodes. I remember there was one where Fran's mother, who ends up moving in with them, which is Ethel. It's old people flinging day, they call it. It's like a holiday, so you take all your old people, and it was still like they wouldn't be like a burden on society, and you fling them off of like a cliff.
Oh my god!
Into like a tar pit. And so everybody does it. It's what you do. You get rid of the old people, and so Ethel's ready to die. Like, she's ready for Earl to fling her into the tar pit. And at the last minute, even though he hates Ethel, it's like his mother-in-law. If they don't get along, he can't go through with it. And so she ends up staying on the show.
Okay, I need to watch this show.
And again. And then another one I remember is it was kind of really funny. It was like their anniversary, Earl and Fran, and like they needed like some romance. And so he had to relearn the mating dance, because it was like a mating dance that you had to do as a dinosaur to attract the opposite sex. And so he goes to this school, try to learn how to dance again. He does this whole like mating dance. It's really funny.
Oh my god!
So those are the two I remember. There's a bunch of good episodes. It was on for 4 seasons, 65 episodes, and it was still doing pretty good ratings wise. The thing was, it cost so much money to make the show.
That's just costume.
Yeah, but it's all the animatronics and all the special effects and. So it ended up being, and think about it, for every character, you have 2 or 3 puppeteers.
Yeah.
Someone in the suit, someone controlling, like, the face and stuff. You have all the voice actors. It was expensive. Yeah. So the ratings just weren't good enough to keep it going, even though the ratings were still pretty good.
You should bring it being back.
So expensive.
Just like a dinosaur.
Oh, yes.
You can do that.
All right, so enough about that show. I do have Camp Wilder up now. Just quick synopsis. Young woman opens up her home for friends of her younger siblings. And it's a judgment-free hangout, and people go to her for advice. So it sounds like something made for teenage girls. 28-year-old nurse and single mother, raising her family and child at home. Yeah. So they all come over to Ricky Wilder, who's the mother's house, to talk about their problems. So 19 episodes, they canned it because it sucked so bad. So, yeah, that's Camp Wilder. So let's move on. 93-94, Family Matters, Boy Meets World, Step by Step, and Hang with Mr. Cooper. So let's talk about Boy Meets World. This might be my favorite show of all of TGIF. I love Boy Meets World.
They're coming back with a...
They already did.
Did they already?
Yeah, Girl Meets World.
Girl Meets World. Was it good? Have you heard about it?
I don't know. I haven't heard anything about any of the... I wanted to watch it, being the 90s obsessed person that I am, but I haven't yet, just because I don't know. I don't really know how good it is, and I'm kind of scared. You know, it's one of those things where you're scared to watch it, because it might ruin what you've loved for so long.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so Boy Meets World... I think for me, the reason why I liked it so much was I think that the whole thing was like, you watched it, and it was Cory and Topanga. And it was, you knew they were meant to be together, and you want them to be together, but like for a while it didn't happen.
It's kind of like at The Office. We're watching The Office with Pam and Jim.
Yeah, but set in like middle school and high school. So you got Cory Matthews. You want to go through the characters, the most important characters real quick?
Yeah, you got Cory... which is Ben Savage, obviously. Yep. You got Sean, which is, that was Corey's best friend, right?
Yep.
Ryder Strong. Eric,
which is the older brother. Yep.
George.
George Feeney, played by William Daniels, who was like well-known from Broadway, and he did 1776, the musical.
You got Topanga, played by Danielle Fischel?
Yep, Fischel. Yep.
Who else?
You got Alan and Amy, right? Those are the parents,
yep,
right?
Yep.
And then you got, like, you know, there's a bunch of other supporting characters, but you got, who was the real geeky one? Like, the real super geeky, man, I'm having a total, like, brain fart.
I don't know.
Hold on, I'm gonna find it.
Dead Space in the podcast.
Nah, that's fine. Minkus.
Minkus!
I couldn't think of his name for a minute. Stuart Minkus. So, he is in season one, and then he's not in any more of the show until the very end. He makes a cameo appearance at the very, very end of the show when they're graduating from high school. But Minkus, like, even though he was only season one and he didn't appear after that, like, I remember Minkus, like, so much, like, being...
I know.
Great character. I don't know why they got rid of him. They have, there was a little sister, right?
Mm-hmm. She was so cute.
What was her name? I couldn't think of her name.
She was really, really cute. Go in the character list.
Morgan, yep. So, the little sister, which was always kind of cool. I'm trying to think
Seasons
of who else. There was a teacher. There was a teacher that was like, remember that cool teacher? He was like really cool with a leather jacket, and then like, I think.
Oh yeah.
He got into a motorcycle accident. You know what I'm talking about?
I remember the teacher, but I don't remember the motorcycle.
He got into a motorcycle accident, and then like, I think he just kind of. Let's see. So, he is Mr. Turner, which he's way laid back, and he rides a Harley, and he's kind of hip and cool. And so he was in a motorcycle accident, was put in the hospital, and I don't know if you remember, Sean, I believe, went and lived with him for a while.
Oh,
he was kind of took
about
him in.
That.
Yeah, and so there was an accident. And I remember for a long time, people thought that he was dead. Like, he never came back, they referenced to the character. But what actually happened was that during that high school graduation episode, they talk about him being back again and teaching. He had to recover from his accident and go through all the rehab and stuff. So, great show. Fantastic show. I mean, there's so many really good episodes. I love the interaction between Corey and Mr. Feeney, because he's the next door neighbor, but he's also the teacher.
Feeney.
And he's really hard on Corey at first, but then he kind of, you know, you can tell he really kind of hates Corey at first,
mm-hmm.
but then he takes a liking to him, and then he kind of sees what his good qualities are, and he ends up being, you know, a friend and like a mentor to Corey.
So, I love Mr. Feeney.
It's just a fantastic show. Like, it's just a great, great, great show. And, you know, I think for me, the episode I remember the most is the one where, like, remember when Corey and Topanga, like, because they were together eventually, and they dated for a while. Remember when they broke up?
No,
like,
the first
episode where they broke up. I think, if I remember right, Corey, like, cheated on Topanga, like, kissed another girl, and then Topanga somehow found out, or Corey admitted to it, but said, you know, I was confused, but I love you, and, like, Topanga left Corey
mm-hmm.
for a while. And so I remember that episode, like, I remember, like, and I'm a boy, okay? and I'm at this point, let's see, this is probably 96, 97, so I'm, like, 11, and I was in tears. I was so devastated. I was like, oh, no.
That's really funny.
Yeah.
So I remember when they got engaged.
Everyone thinks I'm a dork. Yep, I remember that,
and
too.
And Topanga wanted Corey to wear an engagement ring, and he didn't want to.
Excuse me.
I remember that.
Yep, so let's go on. We're getting close to wrapping up our first episode here, so Hang With Mr. Cooper. I'll play the theme song of that real quick, and we'll talk about that.
Hey, yo, what's up? What's my theme music?
So this is one that, did you watch much of this?
No.
You didn't?
Mm-mm.
I've been watching the first couple seasons of this. It was okay. Funny thing is, it was also created by Jeff Franklin, who created Full House, and it was set in San Francisco. So it's the same area, same universe with even though there wasn't much crossover with Full House. So basically, he ends up living in Oakland. So it's the Bay Area. It's not San Francisco, but it's that area. He's living in Oakland. He's Mr. Cooper. So he's a single guy who's like the ladies' man. And he, Mark Curry played him as a famous, NBA player famous NBA player who played for the Golden State Warriors. And now he's a high school PE teacher. And so it's the whole story about, him being a high school PE teacher. And one of the cool things about the show was, I believe, let me see if I can find it on here. I believe, yeah. Okay. So Raven Simone was on the show. It was like her first show that she was on TV in.
Oh, yeah.
Was it Everyone?
That's So Raven.
Oh, That's So Raven. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's So Raven. So Raven Simone starred on Hang With Mr. Cooper. So you got Mark, you have Vanessa, which is Mark's roommate, and then they later dated, and then they got engaged, and then you have Robin, who's the best friend since childhood. You know what I'm noticing is that, like, all of the, I think it's kind of played into the show, that all of his friends are women. You know?
It's the ladies, man.
So, apparently.
a little bit of Monica in my life.
Pamela, which is the principal of the high school he works at, and she was really tough on him, but she's tough on him because she sees that he could be a great teacher someday. Just, you know, it's a pretty good show. I watched it a little bit. It's kind of your typical single man, ends up meeting a girl, but he still kind of acts, you know, like he acts like a single man, and he gets himself in trouble because he's kind of suave, and he's real, like, kind of cool acting, and so... It's not a bad show. It's one that I want to actually go back and watch again, because I remember watching it when I was younger and enjoying it, and it's not one that, like, for some reason it didn't stick with me. It's not one that, like, when I think of TGIF, I think of Family Matters, Boy Meets World, Sabrina, which we'll get to in a minute.
Full House.
So there's like the four or five you think of, and this is not, for me, not one of the ones that I think of.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't mean that's not for other people, but for me it's not.
I feel the same.
Okay, so... 94, 95, it was the same lineup on TGIF. Same four shows, so for once it actually stayed stable. So Family Matters, Boy Meets World, Step by Step, Hanging with Mr. Cooper. Then in 96, they added two new shows. They got rid of Hanging with Mr. Cooper, they got rid of Step by Step, and so they added Sabrina the Teenage Witch and Clueless, which was an adaptation
of the movie.
And it was
horrible.
It was so bad.
It's not the same without Alicia Silverstone, with her playing Cher.
Oh, it sucked so bad.
It's not the same. But it's just kind of sad because I still kind of watched it. Even though it was
you
really
did?
Bad. Even though
well,
it was so
you
liked
bad. The movie. So.
I loved the movie. I've seen it like a thousand times.
This show
times.
Is just bad. Bad, 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 bad.
It got like horrible ratings.
No good.
How many seasons was it?
One, I think.
One? Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, no good.
So, yeah, so let's play the theme song to Sabrina, and then we'll talk about that.
Okay.
I've been talking a lot about the shows that I was into, because I was more of the TGIF watcher out of the two of us, and you started watching... More
later.
In the end. So
yeah.
I think there's a couple shows in here that you were really into that you probably, I mean, I watched Sabrina, but you know more about it than I do probably.
I loved Sabrina.
So that, and then there's one coming up later that you know a lot about. So go ahead, and you want to talk about Sabrina?
Yeah, well, I just loved her anyway, because she was in
Clarissa. Yeah.
And I was just really into her. But, I don't know, it was such a fun show. I think her 16th birthday,
mm-hmm.
or that she, her aunts that she lives with.
Did they ever mention what happens to the parents? The father is in the book.
I think they're in, yeah, I don't know about her mother.
The father's like in the spell book.
But she finds out on her 16th birthday that she's a witch.
Well, the mother's immortal, right?
I think so.
And the father's like a wizard.
A wizard,
yeah.
So she finds out on her 16th birthday that she is a witch, and she doesn't believe it. And then, you know, things start happening, and she's learning how to do these spells. Like, I think, what was it? These sprinkles, I guess, that she brought to school.
Oh, yeah.
Make
that mean girl.
That mean girl tell the truth all the time, so she would stop spreading rumors about Sabrina. It was just a really fun show. One of my favorites for sure. And they had Salem, the talking cat.
Yep.
and who was my favorite?
The aunts are what? Hilda and Zelda?
Hilda and Zelda. Is that right? You sure?
It says Zelda.
Zelda and Hilda. And they were really funny. They were really... I think everybody worked really well together in that show.
And then you had what? You had Harvey. Which was like the love interest.
Yeah, which was Sabrina's love interest.
There's a lot of, I mean, looking at the Wikipedia, there's a lot of characters that changed over time. Like, the show actually changed a lot. It was on air for 7 seasons. So it's 163 episodes plus 3, like, full-length made-for-TV movies that are related to
I was just going to ask, did they make a movie?
Yeah, according to this, it says 3.
I've never even seen them.
3 TV films. Oh, and I forgot they had the animated series, too. They had the cartoons. You ever watch the cartoons? Sabrina cartoons? Oh, yeah, there's cartoons.
No, I've never watched cartoons.
Yeah.
I didn't even know there was a cartoon.
Yeah, so there was a...
Video game.
There was a 96 TV movie, which aired on Showtime and was kind of like the pilot for it, and then they decided to do the TV show.
That was a good show, though.
But Zelda and Hilda were different people, it looks like, in the TV movie.
Oh, that seems fun.
I've never seen the TV movie, so I don't even know. I mean, I think of, especially Hilda, I think of that woman as being the aunt, like, both of them, really, as being the aunts. So, good show. Any particular episodes for you that stand out?
No, the one that with the sprinkles, with the mean girl, the popular one who kept spreading all the rumors about Sabrina. And Sabrina was like, I want her to tell the truth. So she sprinkled these sprinkles all over her cupcake in home ec class. And
that was like the first season, wasn't it?
I want to say that was the first episode. Truth Sprinkles, I think.
Oh, was the first episode? Yeah, that's a good episode.
First or second?
Yeah.
I'm not sure, but yeah, that was a good episode.
So this show was on ABC during TGIF up until like the end of TGIF. And then it went onto the WB. It was on WB for a while. And then there's three TV movies. There's one that aired on Showtime, which is before the show ever started. Then there's two that were on ABC that were actually full-length films. So it's three movies total, which is pretty cool.
We should watch them.
Yeah, so it's awesome. There's apparently Sabrina video games, too, which is interesting. There's a film coming out. Live-action theatrical release film. So they've been working on since 2012. So that'll be interesting. Yeah, the animated series was really good. Actually, listen, there's a new series, too, on the Hub Network. Sabrina Secrets of a Teenage Witch. That's kind of cool. Except Ashley Tisdale is the voice of E. No. At least the Sabrina, the other one, it was Melissa Joan Hart's sister that voiced it. So Melissa Joan Hart actually voiced the aunts, which is kind of cool.
That is kind of neat.
Yeah, so that was a really... I remember watching that, the cartoon. I'm a cartoon, like, geek.
I know you are.
So, anything else about Sabrina?
No.
We'll run through... So basically, I said that year, 96, 97, Clueless, we already said, sucks. Boy Meets World was great.
Two of a kind.
So we'll get there in a minute. 97, 98, with Sabrina, Boy Meets World, a show called You Wish, and a show called Teen Angel. I didn't watch either one of those.
Me neither.
Did you watch either one of those?
Nope.
They're more of those one season, like, it's not really worth talking about. They didn't do well. So 98, 99, they added two more shows, because You Wish and Teen Angel got canceled. So the first show that year was Two of a Kind. Then Boy Meets World, then Sabrina, then a show called Brother's Keeper. Do you remember Two of a Kind?
I do. I still love that show. It's on YouTube. There's like a channel, like a Mary-Kate and Ashley fan channel.
You love Mary-Kate and Ashley.
Well, not them now. Like, I don't like who they are.
They're, to me, are annoying.
Well, I used to love them when I was younger. They were like, I had all of their movies, all of their, like, the Mystery Files, or not Mystery Files.
Shelby Woo?
No.
That's a different show.
When they're the detectives and
I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
I had almost every single one of their videos. And I loved their TV show. They had so little time, which was after Two of a Kind. But Two of a Kind only ran for one season, which I honestly, even as an adult, I would watch it and I'm like, okay, the acting is good. It's funny. It's really entertaining. I don't know why the show was
taken off. Is it generic, though? Is it kind of like other shows? Like, no, it is not?
No, it was good. It was two girls, Mary-Kate and Ashley, they're sisters, and they're, I don't know where they're living. I want to say it's one of the, like, major cities that are always in sitcoms, like Chicago or something.
Okay.
But they live with their dad. Their mom passed away, and then their dad is a professor, and he has a student named Carrie. And the dad is in, like, great, you know, dire need of babysitting. So he hires her to babysit. And,
oh, boy.
You know, they eventually fall in love. And she becomes, like, the mother that they never had type, you know, idol and superior.
What? Oh, professor. So you're talking about college. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
She married a student? That's messed up. Oh, okay. I wasn't really paying attention.
No. They didn't get married. But, no. They kind of left it hanging. And that's when the show ended. But, you know, you knew they ended up together. But I loved that show, and I still do.
I think one of the things for that show, probably what really kind of did it some harm, was the fact that you know, you're talking 90, 98, and then 99. This is the end of TGIF as we know it. Mm-hmm. So ratings weren't doing so hot for TGIF. And, I mean, there's a reason why they canceled it.
I really think that show could have gone, like...
Maybe if they'd put it at a different time slot.
I think it would have been. It was so funny. And I don't know if I'm, like, the only one that thinks that. But, you know, all my friends used to watch it, too. And I just thought it was so hysterical. I should make you watch it.
I love how Mary-Kate and Ashley are still Mary-Kate and Ashley. Just different last name.
I know.
It's just messed up.
Have you ever noticed in, like, all their shows, their mother is always...
Dead. Yeah.
Except for in so little time, they had both parents. But I don't know. But yeah, huh. I loved that show.
So yeah, it's in 99. We just said it's the last year for TGIF, as I think of TGIF, and you had the Hughleys. Do you know that show? Boy Meets World, Sabrina the Teenage Witch, and Odd Man Out. So, and those are anything that we really need to talk about. Want to mention this real quick before we wrap up episode number one. They did a second run of TGIF in 2003, 2004, 2004, 2005, and that was like George Lopez,
which is
Hope
one of my
Faith,
favorites. I love
Eight
George
Simple
Lopez.
Rules,
and I love Eight Simple Rules.
Yeah, so and that, but that they decided to can, for whatever reason, even though some of those shows were really successful, they decided to can the concept.
Well, Eight Simple Rules is because
John Ritter died.
He died, yeah. And then, but George Lopez is a good show. If you guys ever have a chance to watch that,
and then there's a third run. So now I'll mention this real quick. It's now called ABC Comedy Friday, and basically it's Last Man Standing, which is the new Tim Allen show.
Oh, I haven't seen it.
I like it, but if you don't like him, you're not gonna like it.
Well, I didn't like him in Home Improvement when he made
that.
He's
not
song.
As dumb acting in this.
Okay.
But it's still Tim Allen. So it's Last Man Standing, and last year was The Neighbors, and this year it's Last Man Standing in a show called Cristela. And Shark Tank is, they consider it almost not, which is weird. It's not really comedy. It's a reality show.
I've never heard of
but
it.
But Shark Tank, the show we watched with the
entrepreneurs. Oh, I thought you were talking about.
Oh, Cristela. Yeah, no, I don't know.
Yeah, no, Shark Tank is good.
So it's those shows, and they call it now ABC Comedy Friday. People are saying it's kind of like TGIF used to be. So it's a block of programming they're advertising as sit down and watch this whole thing together. So, and the funny thing is, I want to mention this one other thing. Going all the way back to the very, 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 like going back to 87, 2020 has always come on after TGIF. The new show, 2020.
Still?
It's still, yeah, 2020 still comes on after Shark Tank, even today. So they haven't changed that any. So, yeah. Cool.
Episode one.
You got anything else to add?
No.
This is your baby, so next episode you're doing more talking. I feel like I talked a lot because I remember a lot of these shows.
I know.
We'll do something that you
like.
We'll
do like
more...
a SNCC episode, and that'll be
and then
me
you
talking.
Can, yeah, there you go.
But we want to.
Even though
hear
I watched
SNCC,
I watched SNCC too.
I think I was
but
more into it.
You were more into it than I was.
I was very into it.
I was more TGIF, and I still love SNCC, but more TGIF and a little less SNCC, and you were all SNCC and
I was
a little
all
bit TGIF.
SNCC.
Yeah.
But no, we want to hear from you guys. Like, what do you guys want us to talk about? You know, I mean, we have so many ideas, but who knows, we may have missed something. So, you know, hit us up on Twitter, Facebook. If you guys can take the time to like us on Facebook, that would be awesome. We're trying to kind of get the likes up there so that, you know, people can find us. But it's facebook.com/GenXPodcast. Just G-E-N-X podcast. And it's the same thing with Twitter, GenX podcast. Yeah.
Cool. So, yeah, this was an hour. So hopefully the next one will be a little bit shorter than that. I'm thinking the next one we should do, I mean, it's up to you, but we should do something like, maybe talk about like the top five hits and pick like a year, some year,
of
or
what?
Top 10 hits. Some year in the 90s, and we'll talk about...
Hits of what?
Music.
Oh, well, you didn't
like,
say
like,
that.
Like, sorry, top 10 hits of that year.
One hit wonders.
Yo, you want to do one hit wonders?
I do want to do one
hit. All right, how about we do one hit wonders next week?
All right, sounds good.
So episode two, next week, one hit wonders.
Woo!
So please subscribe. Thank you for listening. And yeah,
we'll
hopefully
you
you'll talk to Amy on Twitter.
Yes, talk to me on Twitter.
All right.
Bye, guys.
See you guys later.